Good afternoon, Broncos fans. Welcome to O.co Coliseum with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. This is Broncos TV on site. And you put your head down, you look up, all of a sudden it's time for Thursday Night Football against the Oakland Raiders. We're down here on the field, and just to our left is the black hole. And I'll tell you what, we talked about this during the week. A lot of players talked about this during the week. This Raiders team is 3-9. They don't care. These fans are passionate. They love cheering for this team. They love cheering against the Broncos. And the Broncos know that, Gray.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they talked about all week in the locker room how tough a place this is to play. We just pulled in on the team buses. You know, a lot of thumbs down, let's just say, from fans that are already tailgating out there. I just watched their game against the Browns last week. The Raiders were down 10-0 pretty early, and the fans really never quieted down. They're into it from start to finish here.
Yeah, Broncos scored 37 points against the Raiders back at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, the most points this team has scored all season. And after the game last week, Broncos said, hey, look, we won the West, but another step, another goal is taking care of the division, sweeping the division, and winning games like this one.
Well, exactly. And winning that 37-6 game was kind of a blueprint for what the Broncos want to do this week. They understand it's a completely different game. Much later in the season, both teams have changed. But basically, on offense, they never punted the ball. They'd obviously love to replicate that. On defense, they sacked Carson Palmer 3 times. They'd love to put pressure on the quarterback again this week. So they'll be looking for a little bit of a repeat from week 4.
Champ Bailey had a pick in this building, I think last season, 2 seasons ago, but he made a great play against Carson Palmer. Here's Champ on what worked last time the Broncos played the Raiders and how he expects them to adjust.
Yeah, I think we started figuring out what we were good at, you know, and we made some plays in that game. And one thing I do remember, we got after the quarterback pretty good. And I know they know that, and they're going to find ways to protect Carson Palmer a lot better this time around.
That was Champ Bailey earlier this week at Dove Valley talking about winning this rivalry game. That Raiders game back in week 4 was the first division game the Broncos played this year. A win today would move them to 5-0 in the division. That's something the Broncos are looking at going down the stretch in these last 4 games, possibly going undefeated in the division heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, division sweep and using December to improve on some things, particularly offensively, upgrading that turnover margin, running the ball a little bit more down the stretch, something that the Broncos know they'll have to do in the playoffs. Here's head coach John Fox on why this game means so much to the team heading into December.
We've got the last quarter of the season coming up, and you know, we made it through the third quarter, you know, 4-0. You know, we're sitting here at 9-3 with 4 to play, and you know, how you finish, you know, we always say people remember what you do in December. And you know, so that's what we have ahead of us. We got a division game coming up, hopefully to get to, you know, to try to get to 5-0 in the division so far. So there's a lot to play for, and, you know, we'll see where that leads us. You know, I think, you know, everybody's going to be fighting, you know, for home field advantage, for a first round bye. All those things are, you know, things people are competing for at this point.
That's Coach Fox earlier this week at Dove Valley. And before we close this week's on-site, I know everyone this week at Dove Valley, prayers and thoughts go out to Raider head coach Dennis Allen, who of course was the Broncos defensive coordinator last year, unexpectedly lost his father Monday night. He will be here. He is going to coach, but everyone just say a prayer for Coach Allen and his family. I know the Broncos coaching staff will definitely have a chance to say hello to him before kickoff. With Greg Caldwell, I'm Chris Hall. This has been Broncos TV on site. Kickoff 6:20 on NFL Network. And if you are in Denver locally, you can catch the game on CBS 4. Thanks so much for watching, guys. Enjoy the game.